Quick email from Josh. When do you see youth sports returning? My daughter plays multiple sports. When will it be the same, or will changes be made? Quick thoughts on that. When is sports coming back, Dr. Troop?
Well, as I said, we're seeing in our local area, the soccer and baseball youth wise has already started to come back a little bit, and they've started practicing with plans to start games up here within the next month. Whereas school is being a lot more cautious, and obviously that's controlled by the government, and they're still looking again about whether kids will be back in classes or not. And so if there's no classes, then will they continue with the sports? So I would say it's going to be really individualized, especially with high school, based on your state, what the governor say and what your local participalities say.
Do you think that exercising as a way to stay in a better mental and physical and immunological shape helps in the fight against COVID?
I mean, obviously I don't have any scientific data about that. It's so new, but yes, I think so. I think if you can keep active and stay physically fit, there's no doubt about that. That increases your immunity and helps you fight off any process. And even once you get it, being stronger obviously helps you fight the disease.
You have any thoughts on the best way to disinfect your operating room? You know, to make sure that there's no spread to staff, to nurses, to doctors, to among patients. How are you doing
well,
that?
Well, we're basically. I'm not sure what chemicals they're using, but basically we're just doing a high flow clean on everybody after each case. We're assuming that every case has COVID, even though we're testing for them and they don't have it. You know, as you know, there's a chance that could be a false negative test. And so we're really scouring the ORs doubly more than we did beforehand to make sure that the next patient is safe to go in.
We only have about a minute left. How are you holding up psychologically in this, and how is your team holding up?
Well, I think for me, psychologically, since we've been back seeing patients, that's helped quite a bit. I think, as I said, I really feel for the minor league players because, you know, they're just out for his whole season, and some of them could be their last season. I mean, some of them were trying to make the major leagues, and this is a stepping stone, and they have to wait a year to be seen. And there's just a pure financial behind it. I mean, basically, there's no paycheck for them for this year, and so they've had to go back and find, you know, other types of employment. And a lot of them had to leave the country to go back to their home countries because there's no baseball being played.
I want to thank my guest, Dr. Randall Troop. It's a sad story with sports medicine right now. He's an orthopedic and sports medicine surgeon in Plano, Texas, one of our hotspots right now in the United States. He's the head team physician for the Frisco Rough Riders, AA affiliate of the Texas Rangers, now on hiatus, and an orthopedic consultant with the Rangers who are playing baseball but are never going to beat my Yankees this year, I'll tell you that, even
yeah,
if there's
nobody
in the stands. Dr. Troop, thank you so much for joining us. We'd like to have you back and keep us posted on your practice and keep up the good work and spirit.
Well, thanks, Mark, for having me. I appreciate you, all you do for us and getting the information out to us all. Thank you.
Thank you. I want to thank Emily Anton, the Wizard of Oz, and behind the scenes keeping us going. And Beth Amin, she's my spiritual advisor. She's our program director. Half of those questions come from her. Thank you, Beth. And stay safe in this pandemic. We're not anywhere near out of the woods. We're going into deeper woods. We will get out of it eventually. Stay safe. Keep your spirits up. We'll be back next week.